MSDN Television. Nachrichten für Entwickler.
Willkommen zur Tagesschau. Microsoft hat eine neue Version. Es geht schon gut los.
Grünes Gas? I can't make these sounds.
Oh, aber liegt der Kopf, versteht denn niemand? Busauto, auch oh, Busauto ist das sehr erfundene Wort, das sagte niemand. Hä?
Bla, bla, bla.
Das war Absicht, dass du mich bla, bla drauf hast. We have to destroy this material. We have to destroy it all. Sounds like Russian.
I don't know. Okay.
Vaseline, mit die Lippen schön flutschen. Und schöner zu grinsen.
Are we filming now?
Herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Ausgabe von MSDN TV Nachrichten für Entwickler. Heute berichten wir vom Webcamp Munich, der internationalen Veranstaltungsserie von Microsoft. Im Interview passend dazu haben wir John Galloway, einen der Sprecher vom Webcamp. Zunächst jedoch wie immer die Fast Facts of the Week. Microsoft hat eine neue Vorschau auf den Internet Explorer 9 veröffentlicht. Die sogenannte Internet Explorer Platform Preview. Diese Preview-Versionen richten sich an Entwickler, verfügen nicht über eine vollständige Browser-Funktionalität und sollen die Fortschritte an der Arbeit mit dem IE9 demonstrieren. Neuerungen sind unter anderem neue HTML5-Tags, schnelleres JavaScript und diverse neue Beispiele für Entwickler. App geht's. Einsteigen in die Windows Phone 7-Entwicklung war der Titel des letzten MSDN Tech Talk. Im Tech Talk-Archiv ist jetzt der Videomitschnitt des Vortrages von Oliver Scheer und Frank Prängel verfügbar. Auf MSDN Online steht eine neue Übersichtsseite zu Visual Studio 2010 zur Verfügung. Dort finden Interessierte einen einfachen und übersichtlichen Einstieg in das Angebot von MSDN Online Deutschland rund um die neueste Version der Microsoft-Entwicklungsumgebung. Die Seite richtet sich in erster Linie an Personen, die gerade ihre ersten Schritte mit Visual Studio bzw. auf MSDN Online machen. Auf MSDN Online ist eine Webcast-Serie verfügbar mit dem Titel C++ 0x in Visual Studio 2010. Das Kürzel steht für die nächste größere Revision des C++-Standards. Die fünfteilige Serie führt in die Ziele der neuen Version ein und stellt Teilbereiche detailliert dar. Service Pack 3 für Exchange Server 2007 steht ab sofort zum kostenlosen Download zur Verfügung. Es enthält die üblichen Updates und führt unter anderem Unterstützung für Windows 7 und Windows Server 2008 R2 ein. Und das war's auch schon mit den Fast Facts of the Week. Kommen wir jetzt zum Interview. Wir sind hier auf dem Webcamp in München und neben mir ist John Galloway. John Galloway spricht leider nur Englisch, obwohl das Webcamp in München stattfindet. Aber wir machen das Interview einfach auch auf Englisch. Ihr könnt ja hoffentlich alle genug Englisch, um das zu verstehen. Ansonsten einfach mal nachfragen, vielleicht senden wir dann beim nächsten Mal Untertitel mit. Hi John, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine. I didn't understand a word you just said, but I assume it's good stuff.
No, man, you just told me you had German roots, but
I do, yes.
You have no further relationship to Germany, is that true?
Well, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of Germany, great. And I'm here now, yeah. So that's, I guess, some sort of relationship. And
but it's not your first station for webcams from Microsoft, right?
No, so we started in, we went to Toronto.
Okay.
And then since then there have been several. We've had different legs of the tour. So I did North America. So I went to Silicon Valley, then London, here in Munich, then heading back to the U.S. I'll stop in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And then a few weeks later I'll be in New York City. And then also there's another leg of the tour, and they're going to, they've gone to Beijing and Moscow and Sydney and Singapore, so it's quite a big worldwide event.
Okay, do you know roughly how many stations there are?
12.
Great.
Exactly, not roughly. So, yeah.
Okay, and you did, what, like 4 or 5 of them?
Maybe five. Maybe our viewers who are quick with math can total us up. Yeah, so we've got Toronto, Silicon Valley, London, Munich, Chicago, and, wow, I've done half of them.
6?
Yeah, and they tried to sign me up for another one, but I was out of the country at the time, so. Yeah.
Okay, so how does Munich compare to the other ones?
It's great. You know, everyone is interesting. We have different types of crowds. You know, some are more rowdy and more, you know, we have very different kinds of questions, things people are using and what they're used to and all that. So it's everyone is exciting though. I love seeing the format we have. Day one is we teach mostly, and we're open for questions, but we build an application through the day. And then day two, the people who are here, it's their turn to perform. So they build an application, they build exactly what they'd like, they form up in teams to build a project, or they work through tutorials, and then we help out as much as we can. So I think that's really exciting, because I've been to a lot of training where I've sat and watched, and I thought, oh, that makes sense, and then I go home, and 2 weeks later I try and do it, and nothing works, because I forgot a lot. So this way, at least the day after you learn, you try it, and you run into problems, and then we help you solve it, so... Yeah,
great. I was wondering, because it's called WebCamp, and the idea behind this is to match together a conference and a workshop.
Yeah.
But it has nothing really to do with a barcamp, does it?
Only loosely related. We're working with an organization called Startup Weekend, and I think they kind of, in a way, were related to barcamp at one point. So, but the idea, it's just kind of a similar maybe philosophy, but no direct relationship. Startup Weekend, by the way, they've been really helpful. I don't know if you've heard about it. So they do worldwide events, and they've been at all, a lot of the other cities we've been at. And so they run these, they run projects that'll start on a Friday night and go through Sunday night, and it's just building applications. And so we've kind of talked to them to see what works as far as getting people into teams for this one-day event and seeing what they do for their three-day events. So it's just really neat to get teams together and have people work on something that's interesting to them and actually in a day build something that works. So
can you tell us already if this is a one shot by Microsoft, or is it now a yearly event or something like that?
So I'm not the one that writes the checks, and yeah. I don't know, but I sure hope we do a lot more of them, because it's really rewarding, I've had so many attendees tell me that they've just really enjoyed it. So James Sr. put this together. He works for DPE, and he's really, he has a lot of energy. He's done more events than I have, and he is very, he's driven this. He's made it happen, so I sure hope he's able to get more of them to happen. So I would like, I'm already, when I'm talking to people at the webcams, I'm trying to keep in mind for if we do another wave of them, if the people are repeat attendees, they'll be able to really kind of take charge of the new projects the second time through. So... Yeah, I think, it's like we have these fire starters and those kind of things too, and these short events where people build things. I think this is kind of a new way of doing things. I think this is going to continue. So.
Okay, it's very cool, very cool. Yeah. Talking about writing checks, that this is the same hat I had on my head while the interview with your boss, Scott Hanselman.
Wow. Okay.
Tell us something about Scott.
Oh, boy.
Okay, that's mean, isn't it?
No, it's not. I don't know how Scott does all he does, It's he's all over the place. He's been on these webcams. He's been touring to, Beijing and Singapore and all these. And yet...
Well, that's basically what you do now.
It is, but, so I concentrate on ASP.NET MVC.
Yeah.
And Scott is across the board. So he manages not just me. He manages... Pete Brown and Jesse Liberty working on Silverlight. He manages Ray Bango working on the new JavaScript, which is very exciting. We have a JavaScript evangelist. And also in our team, there's me and there's Joe Stegner, who also does ASP.NET. So Scott does everything I do, plus all the Silverlight, WPF, everything else, and speaks, does keynotes, He's a busy man.
Getting back to you,
yeah.
If you could describe what's cool on ASP.NET MVC in one sentence, what would it be?
In one sentence? Oh, I just used it up. let me tell you what's cool about ASP.NET MVC 2, because I think MVC 2, how can I do this in one sentence?
Just try.
I like the control that MVC gives me. How's that? I've done web forms for years since it came out, and I love now in MVC 2 to be able to write, very clean markup. I can get in with jQuery and CSS, and I don't have to fight with anything. There's a learning curve, but I think it's so worth it. I'm really able to just get in and do exactly what I want with nothing getting in the way. So,
cool. Okay. Webcams was now all around ASP.NET MVC 2.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what it would be next year if it happens?
I can't. I'm sorry. I sure hope we get more of these in different formats. We had people ask us about Silverlight and other things, so I would like to see it expand. And I think, when people are doing these projects, they're not just confining themselves. They're also using Silverlight. They're using Bing mashups and all that. So I think, web technologies is a lot bigger than just MVC. So. Yeah,
absolutely. Thank you very much. You know that we have a little game to play at the end of each interview. It's called Bits to Byte. And I will give you five single words, and you will respond as quick as you can and as spontaneous as you can.
Okay.
And the first term would be 42.
Oh, that is Goo's lair. That is where Goo resides and all the minions around him. Yes, so that's what I would say.
So you're referring to the building?
The building 42, yeah. I mean, I know it's the answer to the question of the meaning of life and all
Hitchhiker's
that.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the
Galaxy. But it's a building. I think that it's all about the building.
Okay, it's all about the building. Next one would be fire drill.
So we had a fire drill in London. We were in the middle of our presentation, and all of a sudden the alarm started going off, and then they said, this is only a test, and then a little bit later the alarms kept going off, and so we were like, okay, that's the end. We were kind of confused.
Did you all run out?
No, we didn't. We actually, one of us had actually listened and heard that it was only a test. So.
Okay, so we are lucky that you are here today.
Yes.
Okay, the next one is a German word, and it is Brezen.
It sounds like something to eat.
Yeah, you know that the locality where you have been yesterday was called Wirtshaus zur Brezen.
Oh, yes, okay.
And the Brezen is the curly bakery stuff.
We actually didn't get to eat that, though. I was promised some, and I didn't get any. I'm a little bit upset. But what I did eat was...
Let me continue your sentence. Beer. You well, got beer, right? That would be my next word on the list. So what do you have to say about beer?
The only thing I'll say is that... if they ask you if you want a big beer, you have to really think twice, because a big beer here means something much different than anywhere else in the world. But I had braised ox cheek. I don't even know how you say that here.
What do you call it?
Braised ox cheek. Can you help me, Christian?
Ochsenbacken? Ox cheeks, right?
Yes, yes.
And you had that in the Wirtshaus zu Brezen?
Yeah, it was very good.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Fine. You're a very strange person. No, it's okay. One last term,
yes,
which would be one-to-many relationship.
Oh. I'm going to sound nerdy. Entity framework. I've been doing all these tutorials, and we're going through, and we do this plan my night activity thing, and we do one-to-many relationships, and I've been spending all day running around helping people. No, you have a one-to-run relationship. You have one-to-many. So I should think of something witty now, but I have to remind you, I'm very jet-lagged. I'm still on California time, so all I can say is entity framework.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much, John. Nice to have you here. Goodbye.
Great, thank you.
War's das wirklich schon wieder mit MSDN-TV Nachrichten für Entwickler? Na gut, ich verabschiede mich und bis in 2 Wochen. Deutschland, wir werden Meister. Diese Kuh ist ganz Ohr und ein bisschen Schrift. Wir stehen hier direkt neben der fabulösen, sagenumwogenen Weißkuh aus Mitteldeutschland. Sie ist ein bisschen gewandert und ist jetzt im süddeutschen Bereich, genauer gesagt in Unterschleißheim angekommen, hat auf ihrem Weg hierher sehr, sehr viele Autogramme gesammelt und freut sich jetzt hier im Deutsche Munich einfach mal ein bisschen die Ohren stehen zu lassen oder den Kopf hängen, die Schleife binden. Naja, einfach mal die Füße ruhig halten. Ne? Ich habe die Kurientierung verloren. Kuh, nee. Geht auch nicht. Hab mal nur die Kuh drauf.
Wie soll ich jetzt machen?
Einfach nur die Kuh vorne filmen. Das kam zu kehlig.
Ja.
Ich bin Entwickler und ich schreibe C-Sharp-Code. Nur dieses objektorientiert, das habe ich noch nicht ganz verstanden. Mir wäre ja klee-orientiert viel lieber. Cortessa, ich werde mich jetzt nicht vor der Kamera ausziehen, das kannst du knicken. Auch wenn das deinen persönlichen Wünschen entspricht. Nein, ich mache sowas nicht. Das habe ich vor 10 Jahren gemacht, jetzt nicht mehr. Oh, ist das drauf? Machen wir die Kamera aus. Na gut, dann sind wir jetzt raus.